Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Breakdown! Go ahead, give it to me. Breakdown! I take me through the night.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back to the Heartbreakers, too. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Swanziger. He's the CEO of Manta, manta.com, and I encourage you to check that out and see what they have to offer. It's a great small business community. You'll find a lot of information there and a lot of ways to put your company best foot forward. Manta will help you with that. Hey, John, one of the things that continues to happen is the dismantling, the collapse, the dissolving, the imploding of the so-called Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. We got more news, right?
We do, yeah. All those words apply. So United Healthcare had pulled out, the nation's largest insurer, a while ago of the ACA marketplace, and recently Aetna did as well, which is the second largest one. So it's actually leaving many counties, I think it's almost 700 counties in the U.S., with only one option or less. There are a couple counties, actually, I think one in Arizona and one in Alabama, that don't have access to any ACA provider right now. But, you know, the whole point of a marketplace and Obamacare, ACA in general, was to have some choices. And when you have that many counties that have only one option, it's starting to really not feel like that. And there's a big risk of whoever is left increasing the cost to where it's not even viable anymore.
It hasn't been viable. Listen, this thing has been a train wreck since the beginning. And I was one of the early detractors of it. I was a detractor of it when it first came out of Obama's mouth. Because I knew when he described it, I knew it wouldn't work, and I got you can imagine how much derision I got from all this. But now it's sadly I'm sad to say this, but I was right. A bunch of other people were right. Grace Marie Turner with Galen Institute was right. A bunch of folks who understand what the difference between market reform, healthcare reform, and control. And John, this was never about anything but control. And it was thrown together. This is what happens when something that's going to change. This is what we said all along, John. This is going to change a huge part of everyone's life in America. And to throw it together in the speed that they did and making it bipartisan, there's no way that could be anything but a train wreck.
Yeah, it's certainly been a challenge from the gate. And I think that's why you're seeing with the candidates, it's got to go one way or the other. Either it does have to be expanded and thought through better, or it's got to be removed because you don't even have a marketplace now, which was the intention. And you still have a situation where it's cheaper for a lot of both businesses and individuals to not participate.
Oh yeah, what you just described is the death spiral.
Yeah.
See, exactly. when you got people who are healthy and young and healthy, and it's cheaper for them to not subscribe and to pay into the fund than it is even to pay the fine, then you don't have the healthy people to help cover the sick people.
That's right.
That's the death spiral, and we talked about. Yeah. We described the death spiral years ago before it was even happened. Right here on this show.
Yep. Well, it's confusing still, you know? I mean, it scares the small business owner. They want to stay compliant so they don't have to pay the fine, which makes complete sense.
Well, mostly we want coverage, John. Mostly we want coverage. And that coverage is costing us double what it was costing us before Obamacare.
That's right.
For poorer coverage.
In many cases, it is, and it's getting worse. And that's the the latest news is that it's going to get worse before it gets better because you have so many places that are not covered at all or have one coverage option right now. So
I'm telling you, this is going to go down as this is not going to be a good place, a good chapter in President Obama's history book. This is going to go down as one of his biggest domestic embarrassments, and then you got the overtime rules coming out in December. This I'm calling the little brother of the of Obamacare.
And those are going to be difficult, and more businesses are not even aware of those.
That's
so
exactly
about a compliance risk.
My polling shows half don't even know it's coming. We'll have to talk about that next time, John. Come back soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Manta.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out that website. They're good folks over there. They'll help you. John Swanziger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to also always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.